Oh, look how they quiet down. I'd like to call the order, to the meeting of the West Lafayette Community School Corporation, regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Wednesday, February 17th, 6:40 p.m. We shot for 6:30, but... item one on the agenda, approval of the agenda for this evening's meeting.
Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Rausch. Comments? Discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Approval of the minutes of the February 3rd regular meeting of the Board of School Trustees, Exhibit B.
Approval of the
I'm sorry.
I called in a couple of questions.
Oh, okay. And they were clarified for you?
Yeah, just clarification wording.
Oh, okay.
Second.
Approved by Mrs. Springer. There's a second one, Karen. And
it's on page Mrs. three, Anderson. Five.
Page three, item five. Oh, they're both in that one. Okay. All right. Thank you. Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. Motion carries. Communication from the audience. No one has signed up to speak about current agenda items. You have lost your opportunity. Unfinished business?
None.
New business. Citizens checklist, reflection, reality, and recommendations.
This is my three-point sermon.
Do you want a soapbox to stand on?
No, I don't. And I'll go through this pretty quickly because I think from reflection, everybody recalls what we have been doing. And I'm very proud of our school district. And if you look across the state and you look at what board compensation is, for many boards, they can get up to $2,000 a year plus $112 per meeting. All of you have been at $1,000 a year.
I think that's because we didn't know we could get more. Oh, yeah.
Don't put that on the camera. So I commend the board for all the hours that you put into this for a very nominal fee. So it's not bad, a $7,000 a year general fund line item for the board. So I congratulate all of you.
And I would also like to say that very few of us, if any, turn in any kind of travel vouchers. We use whatever money we get to go to all our meetings. So.
Administrative salaries and benefits have remained at the 2007-2008 levels, and we've changed insurance plans several different times to get higher deductibles, to different co-pays to help save costs. We've also riffed a technology director, a high school principal, and we're down to 5 certified administrators and 6 if you count our athletic director. And we are continuing our collaboration with the staff. Last year, the staff took a 0% increase, and the Bohr-Hummel study shows that over the last 10 years or so that our salaries have been below inflation of 16%. And our staff has also taken on new insurance, which helped decrease cost. And they've been a very active part of this with the wage freeze. And we continue to outsource. And these are all things part of the citizens checklist that we've been doing for quite a while. Outsourcing transportation, custodial maintenance, trying to find vendors that can help us with a more educational friendly outsourcing. So that's why we went to WVEC. What I'm very proud of is over the last 4 to 5 years, we have reduced our expenditures by close to $1 million, and that's because we've had a reduction of revenue. And I think you would be hard-pressed to find another government entity serving more constituents with less money, with less revenue. And we are doing that. So I commend everyone for doing that. Last year, you might recall, we started our community forums, started in February, had 6 community forums. We looked at 12 and a half teaching positions, riffing those, 9 classified positions, 1 administrative position, 1 technology director's position. position, one technology specialist position, 18 assistant coaching positions. We continue to outsource. We found new health insurance to help prevent another 33% increase. And these savings are helping us short-term get through the storm. Education Foundation led the way with our SOS fundraising, over $200,000 last year, helped save 4 teaching jobs, and through attrition and grants and the stimulus money, we actually saved another 4 positions, 3 through the stimulus money and the grants, but with attrition, we actually saved another 4 positions outside of the $200,000 that helped to save 4 positions. We have an energy conservation policy. Lefty helped put that in place, and our energy conservation, and with Dan Schuster, we're driving down some costs with our energy consumption. So I think overall, if you look at the checklist, we've done a very good job of doing some things that have already, that had just come out to be recommended by the checklist, and so that's one of the reasons I think that we're a little bit ahead, if you will, of the situation that we're now facing, and that's the reality. The governor just cut it's actually 4.6% that he cut. It wasn't 3%. And so comparably for us, we're looking at about $48,800 per month less than what we were told we were going to get for 2010. By law, we need an administrator at every building, and that's what we have. And actually, Indiana Code says that for buildings that have more than 500, you should have 2 administrators. But of course, Cumberland doesn't have that.
Yeah.
And so, hi, Mrs. Bauer.
She's going, what?
So every year I have to explain to the state how we're going to cover Cumberland, and I tell them I'm going to go over and help her.
Has he been there periodically?
He's been there.
All right.
So we don't have any more in administration that we can cut. We made deep cuts last year to our teaching support staff. Our class sizes have increased by 25%. We've been doing some things, trying to restrict overtime, travel, and conferences, reduce the number of substitute teachers, eliminate all programming outside this regular school year, not filling positions unless absolutely necessary. So those are some of the things that we're doing. What we need to do over the next few months is continue to look for ways to help drive down our costs, because we're hearing rumors of additional cuts coming. As a reminder, we did shop our insurance, so as I said at the last board meeting, we had projected a $362,000 increase in insurance because we shopped, and again, just came out on the checklist that that's what we're recommended to do, and we've already done that. We came in at about a $20,000 increase, not a $362,000 increase. So that's going to help us in the short term. I think that we have to look for opportunities to help us save costs. So here are some recommendations for your consideration for tonight. I think we should continue to do our outsourcing. We have not replaced our assistant treasurer's position, Vicki, who left a couple of months ago. Now with Connie's resignation, our treasurer, I recommend that we take those 2 full-time positions, make them part-time, and we outsource those. We outsource and have Mr. Turner with administrative assistance work with us part-time and just on a temporary basis, and we outsource with educational service consultants and have an assistant treasurer to help Mike on a part-time basis. So we take those 2 full-time positions and make those part-time, outsource them, and that can help us in the short term save general fund dollars because those would be paid out of CPF.
And I think this is a major change for us and a very progressive change for us. Although in reality it's not a change. We have used interims in the past very successfully, and while we will miss the full-time commitment of Connie, the use of interims has been very positive for us.
Great. So, and we'll make this short term. Let's see how things play out, how what's going to happen with the Senate Bill 309. Let's see what's going to happen with the referendum May 4th. Let's see what's going to happen if we're going to get any more cuts. And then this can give us some maneuverability, if you will, after we get that those pieces of information. I also think that it would be smart on our part right now to eliminate all summer school programming. I have spoken with Mr. Conaway, and he and Mrs. Brooks are working on an idea of a camp idea that Indianapolis has done. And so they understood this from our last year's conversation that that could possibly be a situation that alone could save $30,000 to help us with the general fund. I think that as we get retirements, and as that happens, we don't fill those retirements until we know exactly what all of the financial information is going to be from the state. So through attrition, we not fill positions. And as much as possible, try to look at trying to avoid major cuts until we get some very specific numbers from the state. Also, lastly, I think it's time to start discussing the composition of a financial advisory committee that we had talked about in the study that was done by Larry and David. If the referendum is successful, what I think we should have ready in place is a financial advisory committee made up of business folks, landlords, patrons, homeowners, parents in our school district that can look at the revenues and look at the costs and they go through some study and see what exactly our school corporation is facing, and then they could help render every year a suggestion on what a rate might be for that particular year, and we can get community input. It would still be the board's final decision, and as with any committee, we can accept or reject. But I think that if we get the right people on there, we get financial people, we get business people, and have them look, what are the revenues, what are the expenses, what's the gap, and how do we fill that gap, I think that's a pretty easy formula to figure out what the rate would be. So those are my recommendations. Continue outsourcing, take it to part-time, assistant treasurer, and the treasurer, make Mike the treasurer, and Bob Channel the assistant treasurer. Eliminate summer school programming. Try to not fill positions as retirements come forward, and let's start working towards a financial advisory committee composition. I'm not saying we name people, but what will that committee look like? How many business folks, how many landlords, et cetera?
I think we don't need a motion on the reflections concerning the citizen checklist or the reality of what the situation is, but I do think we need a motion on moving forward with the five recommendations that Rocky gave us this evening.
So moved.
Second.
By Mr. Marley, second by Mr. Gannett. Discussion. All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Acceptance of donations.
Yes, we are moving forward with donations. We have from Oates Management a $1,000 donation for the discretion of the superintendent for the needs of the school district. And I recommend we give that to the Friends of West Lafayette Schools. And he has also donated an $1,800 espresso machine. And I recommend we accept that. And I'll keep that on an auction basis for the Friends of West Lafayette.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Discussion.
And I do have, if you want to see the check, and I forgot to bring them out, actually. I got the check and the espresso machine in my office. I should have shown you that. I forgot to bring them out.
Is the machine open and you've used it?
Oh, okay. But Cumberland is interested in bidding $2,000 on it. Cumberland staff.
Can I ask another? I think I asked this last time. I still, I guess, I'm a little bit confused of why these donations that are ultimately intended somewhat for the Friends of West Lafayette Schools, why are those being routed through us?
Because I made a request for donations and they gave them to me, and I'm trying to be transparent. I'm trying to be transparent on the donations that are being dropped off at my office. so that people know what the donations are. I'm above board. I don't want them to think, well, you know, here's a check going on in your office and you just kind of slide at that to, you know, the Friends of West Lafayette. I want to be up board that, well, one, we're not using tax dollars for this referendum campaign. Two, as people donate it, I want it to be on the record that I have received it and that I am, and it's at the letters that they give to me is at the superintendent's discretion, use this for the Friends of West Lafayette, and so that's what I'm recommending to reflect in the minutes.
So like this $1,000 donation, for instance, that was given with a directive that it would go towards the Friends?
Yes.
It wasn't just given to say use at the superintendent's discretion?
It says in a letter, superintendent's discretion for the Friends of West Lafayette.
So, okay, so they did make their intentions clear.
Right.
Okay.
Because I mean, if you
it
want
would
me
beg
to
the
do
question that that $1,000 could go to the general fund.
Yeah. Well, they didn't.
But if the intention of the donation was for it to go to the Friends, then I understand that completely.
Yeah, and but that's what it was for.
If it's still at the superintendent's discretion.
Well, I know, but I guess my question would be, if we are trying to bolster the general fund, then if we have an opportunity, we could do that.
Yeah.
But we don't want to override a donor's request of what he wants his money to go to.
And the nice part is that this money probably will all come back to the Education Foundation, if whatever's left.
Whatever's left, yeah.
Because that's already been designated. But I just don't want there to be a perception that we are using any type of taxpayer money for this campaign. When someone offers a donation to us, I think we accept it.
Mm-hmm.
I think we acknowledge it, and I think we stay above board and we say, this is going to the Friends of West Lafayette, and it makes it a very clear record. And if you would prefer me doing it a different way, I'm totally open to that as well.
They aren't getting, all of their donations aren't coming through the school corporation.
No.
I mean, people can donate directly to the Friends of West Lafayette.
Right. But what I've done, I have sent out, like we have vendors, we have over 300 vendors, so I've asked vendors to give donations. And so sometimes they'll give the donations right to the Friends of West Lafayette. Sometimes they come to our school district made out to the West Lafayette Community School Corporation. So I have to make sure that if it comes to us, that I let everyone know that we have received that and this is where the donations are going.
Understood. Thank you.
Bless you, Kim.
I just mentioned that the espresso machine and some things in terms of compliment come from some very creative children who have very giving and caring hearts.
Who like espresso?
It's a huge, huge secret from some children and myself. Because they want to do something really nice for their teachers.
So mom's the word.
Really nice for their school. And something really nice for their other friends. And so that's only one piece. But it's probably going to be one of the highlights of my career, being approached by some of these children. But it's a huge secret. So
I'm glad to know that.
Nothing on the news. We have our secrets.
It's delightful. We'll let it out when it's
gone.
Oh, that is so neat. Have we voted to accept these? I cannot recall. Helen, no. Okay, we have a motion on the table to accept these donations. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Against the donation, signify by saying no. Motion carries. Section 125 plan record keeping agreement, Exhibit C, Connie.
In your packet, there is a very brief document, which is an updated record-keeping agreement for Section 125 plan. Deals with three major points, claim statement information regarding the debit card, removal of certain requirements in the record-keeping process, and some additional language regarding the stimulus, security breaches, and privacy requirements. So I would ask your approval of that updated agreement. This is, again, a fairly routine thing that we'll get once or twice a year. You just approved the plan last month with the revisions, and they sent this right after that.
That's good.
Sorry they weren't together. But I ask your approval of that new agreement, right?
Move approval of the May 25 claim.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Springer. Is there discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Permission to cancel stale checks. Exhibit D, Connie. This is yours too.
Yeah, I have a few here. State Board of Accounts allows you to basically recoup the amount of checks that you have written that people have never cashed. You can do this 2 years after the December 31st date of the year the check was written. We have not done this in a couple of years, mostly because we had so many things going on in the business office. This was just one of those things that we didn't get to, or I didn't get to. For the extracurricular accounts, we would like to recoup $6,800, and the corporation accounts a little over $10,700. Would request your approval on this. One thing I will note is if any of these amounts were written on funds that no longer exist, meaning if it was a grant or something like that, the money gets to go back into general fund. So that's a good thing.
Okay, let's get a motion out before anyone has so questions.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Perfect, second by Mrs. Roush. What has happened here? I mean, why aren't these checks cashed?
They don't need
people
them.
Lose them.
And you did I? Are any of these to me?
No, I did check that. Because in doing the reconciliations, I have from time to time seen names of people that I know on the list. And I would make them aware of the fact that they had not cashed a check. But no, President Saw, your name is not associated with any of these.
Well, I just find this amazing, actually.
These checks.
I did ask Connie to look into the one from the extracurricular fund, the fifth one from the bottom, because I thought that was unusually high. So she was going to email me with that. She said she can't get it tonight because the fund numbers.
It's out of
the check numbers on the
system, and I don't have any way to access it.
Yeah, I would like to have that.
I will find it. I will email it.
Thank you.
So there's no additional corporation funds being spent to pursue these people and let them know via mail that they haven't cashed a check. Please do so.
Yeah.
Okay. So
after all this time.
Yeah. Well, no, I was hoping.
Yeah. We don't have an obligation to do it.
Okay.
The checks are actually good for 2 years plus from the date they're written. They have through December 31st, 2 years later to cash the check.
Wow.
If they're presented at a bank.
So they're all expired.
Yeah, they're definitely.
Yes, that can happen.
Wow.
Maybe I can call them and say, tell them.
Well, apparently they don't need the money.
But our auditor did give us the news on what to do with the ones that the funds are closed as general funds, so that's why I was pushing forward to get this done as soon as possible to help our general fund out a little bit.
We have a motion on the table. All in favor? Any further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed, nay. Motion carries. Item C here, request to dispose of depleted assets.
This kind of follows the stale checks, only this is disposing of something of no value. We have two copiers at the high school, and we have a risograph machine at Cumberland Elementary that are totally non-functional and have gone beyond their years of useful life. The board does, however, have to approve disposing of them in an appropriate manner.
Need a motion. Move approval.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Roush, seconded by Mrs. Springer. How does one dispose of equipment like that?
The company that brings the new one takes the old one. We have received, actually, from Lafayette Office Systems, a used copier at the high school, and they will take the other two ones that are dead and need to be removed.
What do they do with them? Should we care?
Probably salvage them.
There's probably some junkyard value for them. I don't know, but they will take them away.
Any other questions, comments? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Risograph duplicator.
We just are disposing of the dead one, so we need a live one.
As we know, particularly in the lower grades, construction paper is used a lot, and the Ristograph duplicator is the only machine that you can print on with construction paper, so we can't go without. We do need a replacement machine, so I ask your approval to pursue this. It would be purchased with common school loan funds, so no cash out of the pocket right now. And as you know, the common school loans are repaid by the state, taking the money out of our basic grant, but then we replace that money from debt service. So this is a debt service purchase, so to speak, down the road. But no cash out of our pocket today.
Okay, I think this is F in your...
Yes, it is.
I think my numbers are off. Okay. Need a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Karpik, seconded by Mrs. Roush. All in favor, signify by saying aye. Any discussion? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Motion carries.
That is a very good thing.
Are you happy?
Use it wisely.
You might even hear squeals from up in Northland.
We've reached a portion of our agenda that's kind of bittersweet, and recognition for Connie, who will be leaving us, not because she's displeased with us, but because she has family obligations. If you haven't been there yet, as far as family obligations go, you will be there at some point in your life. Your parents get older and you become the parent. So we will miss you immensely. And you have given to us the best of your professional self, and I thank you for that.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
A couple of things before we give her some gifts. When I came on, we were going through an audit from July of 05 to June 30th of 07. When Connie and I were delivered the audit, it was a pretty lengthy audit, about 6 pages of issues that we needed to address. And Connie has spent the last 2 years, weekends, evenings, away from her husband, John, back there. And we just went through our audit exit for July of 07 through June 30th of 09. And our 6 pages went to one paragraph. And you can thank that lady right there for getting that done. We went through a computer conversion. And if you ever have to convert software, it's a pain. And Connie did that. She has changed insurance multiple times because we needed to save money here and there. And she's gone through multiple enrollments and multiple staff changes. And so Connie has basically spent her last 2 years in that office trying to ensure that we got things straightened out. And for that, I'll be eternally grateful. And so, Diane, I think you and want to do a presentation, and then the administration has a presentation.
Okay. Have to.
No crying.
Okay. I already told her not to. been in gratitude for your service, and I know it's not just service from 8 to 5 or 8 to 4 or 9 to 4. It's 9 to 9, 8 to 9, 8 to 12. We appreciate that.
Thank you, Diane.
Oh, how nice. Says in appreciation for 5 years of service, West Lafayette Community School Corporation. Thank you all very much.
And that's little children.
That is very, very cute. Says service to education. Very nice to honor your service to education. Thank you very much. That's very, very thoughtful.
And Connie, on behalf of all the administrators, we've been in on the... It's actually probably a better gift than it looks as far as...
It's red and gray. It's red color.
You'll understand it when you hear it.
Everybody gave $2, Connie.
Well, when she pulls it out, she'll be able to explain to you the meaning of this gift, because, you know, you think about it's in a little bag, but I think it'll hopefully have a lot of meaning.
I haven't got my t-shirt yet.
Yeah, we're working on it.
Going right there.
Okay, now I see when I look. I can tell you, even before I get very far, this is a Longaberger basket. For those of you who know me, know I'm a crazy Longaberger person. That's cool. Gross. Oh, and it's got a, I didn't see the WL.
That's cute.
Thank you.
And I think that's a special basket that is kind of an older version.
It's a retired basket.
Yes, that's it. Wow. I knew it was something.
Oh, a Longaberger gift certificate.
Wow.
Oh, how nice. Well, they, oh, from Sue Byerly. How did you guys know about Sue Byerly?
Super.
Genius. The guilty one. Well, thank you.
And thank John, you thank you for allowing us to have your wife for two long years.
I know
you gave up a lot of weekends for her to be here, so thank you very much.
I've really enjoyed my time and the many, many people I've gotten to know through this organization, and we'll miss you all.
Thank you.
I didn't cry.
I didn't, since I was going to go with you.
So far, so good.
Yeah. Can I just add one little thing? I haven't had a chance to stop in and talk to you since all this, when you said you were going to leave, and I wanted to, and I just wanted to say, besides the time, I know the time commitment for me has just been just gigantic, but I would just like to say how much I appreciate your friendliness, your ease to be around. You are a joy to work with.
Oh, thank you.
Besides the hours you put in, the working with you has just been a pleasure, and I really appreciate having had the opportunity to have you in our business office while I've been on the board.
Much.
I really appreciate it.
Thanks. I appreciate that, too.
And I think she speaks for all of us.
Yeah.
Okay. Moving on. I have the agenda. Five, information to the board. Does anyone have any information to the board?
Oh, I do.
Oh.
If you want it.
Well, hurry it along.
Oh, well, it's legislation. How fast you want me to go.
Yeah.
Okay. As you know, we went down to Indianapolis. When did we go down? It was Monday.
Monday
to testify on Senate Bill 309. And so it was Rocky and Mary Beth and myself and Vicki Wiesty, and we all testified, and I thought did a wonderful job. Your testimony was wonderful, and Vicki's was very good as well. The bill was actually voted on today, and it was voted out of committee on a party line vote, 6-5. It now moves to conference committee. I can tell you that between that bill and 1367 House bill is in the Senate. It was sent to Rules. Senator Althing was able to move it from Rules to the Senate floor. He amended some language in 1367, and that language includes the ability for schools to transfer funds. It also includes the language of not giving an increment. So I'm going to tell you that these two bills will go to conference committee, and the entire survival of this bill will hinge on whether or not it gets killed on the increment. And the argument given to me was, TSC was used as quite the example, that if they were allowed to move funds, they would net $2 million. If they did not give an increment, it's $800,000. That's what they're looking at, and that's
as opposed to.
Right. I mean, they'd get $2 million, but they'd still be paying out $800,000 in increment. So they're not going to budge on that. So it will come down to that. And if it is killed, then that's the only mechanism that we will have to transfer funds. So I think session is going to end early. It's scheduled to end March the 5th. So I'll be watching very closely. I mean, 1367 has to make it out off the Senate floor to go to conference committee. So I will be paying attention to when that hearing is. It hasn't been scheduled yet. So I just wanted to let you know the status of those two bills. So.
Do you have questions for Connie?
Oh, and I gave you, it's a kind of a year
report from the Redevelopment Commission, just to kind of let you know what projects are going on, budgets, and just the general activity in each of the TIF districts. So,
is there any legislation to allow school board members to be voting members?
No, not this session. I'm still working on it.
Sorry?
Yeah, no.
Very public.
Yeah.
Any comments, questions for Dottie? Personnel report, item G, revised.
Recommend that the names listed on the personnel report be approved.
Move approval of the revised personnel report.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Anderson, seconded by Mrs. Roush. Comments, questions, concerns? All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. Personnel report is approved. Communication from the audience, non-agenda items. Now or never. Lefty? Future meetings. Wednesday, March 3rd, regular school board meeting here, 6:30 p.m. ISBA spring region meeting.
You have to decide whether you're going to go to the region meeting during spring break or if you're going to go to another one.
Is that one of those like District 4?
Oh, it is over
spring. It's on Thursday, the 18th, which is right in the middle of your spring break, school spring break. So if you want to go then, I don't know if I'll be here.
I think I will be here.
Or we can go Monday night, the 22nd, to Peebles.
Where?
In Shererville.
Is that an overnight? Is that a field trip?
No. But it's a perch.
Take a great bus.
It's a perch.
Oh, perch.
And the reason we would want to kind of go out of our way to get one of these is we do get good information for those Frank Bush of these things.
You get all the legislation.
Dave Emmerich about all the legal ramifications.
We have to decide pretty quickly which one we want to go to and register, or if there's another one.
We could divvy up and some go to one and some go to another.
Absolutely,
so,
you could do that too.
Helen, you're in charge of that.
Okay. are we still doing our school board meeting on the 24th of March?
Okay. The other date to announce is Wednesday, March 24th, is the work session. I think another date we need to announce is the Thursday, is the staff fundraiser that Harry's in the village is sponsoring. Small business is sponsoring for the West Lafayette staff. And I one of my questions about that is, and this is to Judy, of course, have the retired teachers been notified about this? Because I think that is lucrative.
Yeah, that's probably a Kelly Bush question.
Okay. Well, Judy has the addresses, that's all I'm saying.
They have the addresses.
But I thought that would probably be a wise thing to do.
Oh, and don't forget Pacini's next Tuesday. From noon through...
Right. We've had
eight.
No,
noon through close.
Noon through close.
Their proceeds, so, take out, sit in.
Eat at Pacini's on Tuesday.
Walk through.
I have a question. When does the Wear Red on Wednesdays get adopted by the board?
We don't adopt Wear Red on Wednesday.
We could wear red.
I am happy to sell any of you a t-shirt.
I totally forgot. I just walked out the door.
That's an individual decision.
I think we ought to put t-shirts all across this wall.
I will have mine on the next week.
Seriously. I mean, because, you know, here's Channel 18 wanting something pretty in the background.
I wouldn't have been able to get it.
It is an individual decision. And
moving on.
We're deciding. Excuse me. I think we're finished. The chair will happily entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Mrs. Roush, Mr. Marley tried to get in there, but Mrs. Anderson beat him to it.
No, I can't.
Any discussion? Oh, I'm seeing leaving behavior, and we haven't voted. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed, nay. We have some things to sign.